Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. My pleasure seekers, it is me, your sexy podcaster, Tasha, and I am back with another episode, and I appreciate you. I thank you. I am sending you wet, nasty kisses for coming back. Thank you for allowing me in your ear. I hope you have me in your ear. I tell y'all, don't listen to me on the speaker. Don't do it. Don't listen to me at work. Let your coworkers hear you. Listen to an adult podcast of me talking about all the nasty shit you're thinking about. Thank you for allowing me to come into your nasty thoughts. And I know you have those nasty thoughts. And I'll encourage you to act on them. Thank you for allowing me to dance around in your bedroom naked. Yes, I said it. You know how I am. Y'all know I don't like clothes. If you're new to the podcast, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Sending you nasty white kisses in any area that you want it. Okay, let me stop. But if you are new, I definitely want you to know that, yes, I am a highly educated woman. I can talk about anything and everything. You can put me in any room. I have degrees on top of degrees, but I am an educated and kinky woman with a very diverse portfolio. So do not be surprised if instead of saying penis, I say dick, okay? Instead of saying vagina, I say pussy, okay? Don't be alarmed. If you cannot handle it, then this is not the podcast for you, which is very strange because I know you're out here fucking. If you're fucking and you're taking it raw, my darling, you can handle a few adult words, you know, to describe the adult things that you are indulging in. All right, so I got that out of the way. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty. I hope you all had a wonderful Valentine. I could give two fucks about Valentine. No, I am not a bitter single girl. I just never cared about Valentine, even when I was married. Oops, is that a surprise for you? We will get into that a whole nother episode. But I don't care for Valentine. I'm just that person. I don't shit on Valentine. It's just not my thing. You know, whenever I'm involved with someone, I just feel like, why do I need a calendar date to tell you, to show me how much you care? Okay. Give me flowers on fucking days when I'm done with work and just want to punch a hole in the wall. Okay. Give me flowers on the days where I want to forget about my healthy coping skills and pour me a glass of Jack Daniels on the rocks and take it to the head. All right. Give me roses and chocolate on just because I was thinking about you days. That is just my personal preference. But for you, my darlings, that entertained Valentine's Day, I hope you all had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope you fucked and sucked and licked all the right places. All right. So, my darlings, I have great news. Before I dive into what I'm talking about this week, which I am getting into sex languages. Yes, yes, there is such a thing. And I cannot wait to share with y'all this quiz that I did. And I laughed so hard at the results. Because I'm like, oh no, should I redo this? Because they got this all wrong. So before we get into sex languages night, and I'm sorry. Y'all should get used to it by now. I always say night because I record at night, okay? But before I get into the episode with the topic, I want to announce that the website is live. So you can definitely visit www.herpleasurechest.com and you will get all the exclusive merch. That, by the way, I'm sorry about that noise. That was my phone. I did not put on vibrate. Right now, sorry about that. You will get exclusive merch that I designed myself. There are t-shirts, tank tops, and sweatshirts. There's one that says Fearless Female. There's another that says Talk Nasty to Me. There's another that says Educated and Kinky, like moi. There's a tank top that says Be Beautiful. The U is bold. One of my personal favorites, Kink is My Love Language. I like that one. I really have fun designing that. So you can definitely visit the website to see that. I also have my ebook on there that you can purchase on Amazon in ebook form or on in paperback. I love my ebook. I will talk about that further in another episode, but it is like a personal guide where you can use intro BDSM techniques to spice up your vanilla life. Now, exclusive, there is access to subscribe to exclusive episode. This will be a monthly subscription. Now, if you're thinking, oh God, what are you going to put over there? For everyone that subscribes to exclusive episodes, you're going to get private episodes that will not be available to the regular listeners. And these episodes, I am going to walk you into my BDSM world. I will give you details of my current situation. Okay. Give you details about the trial process, how the trial process is going, basically the interview process, how that's going, whether someone get collared or don't get collared, take you into the daily requests, take you into the punishment. I am going to take you on that journey of the BDSM world that I don't normally share in full detail on other episodes, not even on Pillow Talk. So these episodes will be exclusive to those who subscribe, and also subscribers will get exclusive discounts to merch. They will also have access to book me for consultations. I will release that first to private listeners through their subscription. They'll get access to me first for private consultation, private one-on-one. You can pick my brain, ask me the nasty, juicy details. If you are a couple and you want private sessions about how to spice up your intimate life, you have access to me there as well. I will even also schedule private Zoom live conversations with me. Okay, but that will only be released to my subscribers. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to leave certain things to the VIPs. Okay, the VIP pleasure seekers, that's really about this life and really want to get deeper into it. So that it will all happen on there. I'll also release later down in the year when I start getting into releasing events, virtual events, or is it in-person events and things like that, will definitely be announced to subscribers first. Okay. So I had to get that out of the way. So y'all know the website is up. You can also go over there and just subscribe, become a subscriber. Like, yeah, this is about to be fun. It's about to be an amazing year, and I can't wait to, like, you know, share that with y'all. It's been an interesting month. Okay, so now let's get into this episode about sex language. Okay, let me pull up my research. So one of the, so there's several, okay? Oh, darn it. Hold on, y'all. Headphones popping out and shit. Okay. And if you hear that moving, it's just me and the mic fighting as I do with it every week. So different, you have like a sex personality test you can take. You have intimacy tests that you can take. Talk about your intimacy language, your sex personality language, and stuff like that. But they say there are actually five sex languages. Now, we all know about our love language. If you don't know your love language, I highly, highly, highly encourage all of you to get it done. When your partner knows and understands your love language, it really heightens your intimacy, okay? It helps both of you to understand your partner better. So don't be afraid to ask your partner what's their love language. If the partner doesn't know, if you don't even know your love language, go ahead and do the quiz together, okay? The quiz is free. Do not pay for any quiz. All you have to just do is Google it. It's like literally a common thing now. My love language, my top three are words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time. Those are my top three love language. And I can totally agree, because words of affirmation is very important to me. Like, being encouraged by a partner, you know, when a partner communicates how they're feeling, how they feel about you, like, those things are just like make my heart fuzzy on the inside. Sending the good morning messages, asking how I'm doing, those things like mean a lot to me, okay? Speaking life over me is also important. And of course, physical touch. I mean, come on. Come on. Hello, somebody. I talk about sex. I love sex. I love touching. I love touching my partner. I love being touched. And it doesn't have to be in a sexual way. Just any form of affection, whether we're holding hands or just brush your hand across my hand or just like touch. Like, I love to be touched, okay? And quality time, listen. For me, quality time can be anything from literally just chilling in the house, butt naked, and watching TV. Netflixing and chilling. I've been Netflixing and chilling, and I co-signed to Netflix and chilling before Netflix and chilling was a thing. Okay. And sometimes I'm in the mood for quality time to be going out. Not necessarily dinner, but more so experiences. Whether it's traveling or locally, you know, trying something new, quality time is important to me. Okay, so let me get into the five sex languages from this article that I found, and then I'll tell y'all about a quiz that I did about my sex personality. Chill. I fell the fuck out when I read those results. Okay, so the first one, sex language number one. Fun. The fun sex language person's pleasure is as antiquated. No, accentuated. Y'all, okay, if you're new to this, me and words fight, okay? So don't judge me. I think this was a typo. I feel like they should put stimulated or something when you mix fun with sex. Yeah, that word just don't make sense. Okay, this person is going to enjoy spontaneity, various locations, and creativity during all phase of sex. Is that you? I know you're over there wondering if that's you. Sex language number two, desire. The desire sex language person's sexuality is heightened if they feel pursued and wanted. They love you planning their sexual time and encounter. Their pleasure is you really wanting them sexually. Ooh, nice. Okay, sex language number three, pleasure. If your partner's sex language is pleasure, they will want to learn how to please you. They want to experiment as to what gives the most pleasure during a sex act. They're exploring and being explored takes sex to another level for this person. Ooh. Is that your sex language? That sounds like my sex language. But then again, two and one also sounds like my sex language. God damn it. They're all my sex language, okay? I am my own sex language. Okay. Sex language number four, patience. Slow it down. Take your time. And a lot of time are some of the mantras of the patient's sex language. This person enjoys massages and gentleness before, during, and after sex. Ew. Now, if this is your love language, head on over to herpleasurechest.com and go ahead and purchase the massage oil and the massage candle that I created through my company, the Simple Pleasures Candle Company. Okay, yeah, I got y'all covered, okay? I have you covered. So if this is you and you like to set the mood, get your candles lit, definitely check out www.thesimplepleasurecandle.com where I created my own candles. Hand created by me, hand poured by me, and currently I have the Seduction Collection going on. Hello, somebody. I released that for Valentine's. So stock up while you can. So if patience is yours, definitely set the mood. I have what you need. Okay, the last one, number five, acceptance/celebration. The person who has an acceptance/celebration sex language wants to know you accept and celebrate all of who they are. During every phase of sex, they want you to appreciate all they are to you and not just their body or sexually. Being valued makes sex more satisfying for this person. Ew. Is that you? Did any of that describe you? I definitely want to hear if that's you. So when I drop this episode banner on the Instagram page, make sure you go ahead and comment and tell me which one of the sex language describes you the best. Oh, that reminds me. Make sure you follow the Instagram page, okay? Her Pleasure Chest Podcast on Instagram. Or you can follow my personal page. I am Tashina S. I welcome all y'all to slide in my DMs. Talk to me nice, okay? Or don't talk at all, okay? Please don't send me any dick pictures. Don't send me any pussy pictures. I've seen enough dicks and pussies in my lifetime. I do frequent the new beach. I am good with that. You will be blocked. Okay? All right. So let me tell y'all about this quiz. I laughed so hard when I read the results of the sex personality quiz. It was 25 questions. And I answered, honestly, you know, it asked questions like, do I like oral sex? And I put, fuck yeah. If I liked anal sex, and I like, fuck yeah. I mean, fuck yeah wasn't an option. I went with the option that says yes, right? So they all, like, y'all know I'm a freak. Y'all know I'm kinky as fuck. So I answered all of them. Honestly, chill. Let me read the results to y'all, because I'm like, who took the test? Did I take the test or somebody else take the test for me? So here are the results. Your results is called sexual personality test. Okay. It says your results indicate that you are positioned towards the lower spice index. It seems as though you usually prefer to stick with an established lovemaking routine. In parentheses, they wrote classical positions and places. Like, motherfucker, why? What? Me? Hell no. And then it says, and are often reluctant to try new things. The lies they spill. Though you may be a creative person, you rarely let this side of your personality spill into the bedroom. You don't seem to be very, trepid explorer of sex. In fact, it appears that you get a little anxious in uncharted territory, and according to the test, may be prone to twings of guilt or shame about certain sexual behaviors. Y'all, I know you are cracking the fuck up right now. I know you are either cracking up or you are saying, get the fuck out of here. Throw that test away. Because y'all know me well enough. Friend. My darling precious seekers. The test is a lie. This one that I did lied. Okay, and I feel like I need to write them. I feel like I need to send the quiz designer, the test designer of this and say, listen, y'all fucked up. You got this completely wrong. I am not that person. I don't even know who that person is. I am as kinky as it can be. I love trying new things. Like, motherfucker, what? What? I was on the floor when I did it. Okay. So that was that. The lies. I wanted to do the intimacy one as well. There's a lot of fun quizzes out there that you can do with your partner. Just to get to know each other more. Don't leave it boring. Just like how I did this and got a good laugh out of it. Who knows? You and your partner can do one of the quiz and share the results with each other and have a good laugh out of it. Or it triggers you both to dive deeper into asking the right questions. Okay. Like this episode, I wanted to focus more on relationship and building intimacy, and communicating is such a major factor into building a solid and healthy intimate life with your partner, okay? Don't be uncomfortable. If you're fucking the person, you should not feel uncomfortable talking about your needs. You should not feel uncomfortable with having certain conversations around sensuality and sexuality, intimacy, exploring, okay? So find out I'm giving y'all homework. Find out your partner's love language if you don't know it. If you do know it, dive deeper with your partner and find out how can you feed their love language, right? How can you please and speak to their needs of their love language? So if their love language is, say, act of service, what does that look like for your partner? What does that mean for your partner? If their act of, if their love language is gifts, okay, what does that mean? Sometimes it doesn't mean materialistic gifts. Sometimes it just, it can just be a thought of, oh, honey, I cooked for you today. Or, honey, I washed dishes for you. Or, you know, it's the little things. Think out of the box. Try not to be so basic, okay? Now, if you guys want to have fun with the sex languages, well, then knock yourself out. But Google different quizzes that you can do together as a couple that's fun. In my ebook, on the back of my ebook, I have exercises that you guys can do together as a couple, whether you're a heterosexual couple, whether you are a same-sex couple, it does not matter. Couple is a couple and everybody go through the same shit, okay? So that is your assignment for this a week. If you try it, if you do one of the quizzes, please slide in my DM, send me an email, herpleasurechest@gmail.com. Definitely want to hear from you. I want to know what's working and what's not. I will be open to answering questions for free for now. Subscribers, once you subscribe, you definitely will have even more of access to me on that level, but definitely check out your love languages with your partner to build intimacy, and find out your sex language too. That will be fun. Do the quizzes. It will be fun. And try something new this week, okay? So your homework is definitely to build on intimacy, build on your relationship if you have one. If you don't, now, my single people, don't listen to this like, fuck no, I'm single. Listen, I'm giving y'all tools for your toolbox. So when you get your person, you are armed, equipped, and ready to dive the motherfucker in, okay? You're ready to dive in. You know what you're looking for. You know what you need to explore. You know how to go at it. You can gauge it. I got y'all, okay? So don't worry. Don't think I am leaving out the single people. No, I'm not. I'm right here with ya. Okay. All right. So I'm leaving y'all with that this week on this episode. Don't forget to leave a review if you can. If you're listening to the podcast on Apple, you can definitely leave a review about the podcast. Help me get my numbers back up. I'm coming back into the podcast world after a 1-year hiatus. So make sure you share the podcast with friends that can handle adult content. Please don't just share it with, you know, your whole WhatsApp chat and people freak out hearing about sex, okay? Because some people act like they're prudes and we know they're fucking. But please help me just get back up there on the charts. So share, write your reviews, visit the website as well. I'm going to add a review section on the website so y'all can drop your reviews on the website as well. That would be dope. So I appreciate y'all. I see y'all next week. Well, I say see, but y'all know what I mean. We will chat next week. So until then, remember to be you. Be true, be bold, be beautiful. And as always, my darlings, escape the labels and embrace your king. Bye.